Welcome to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Regina Banks. Today I am completing the episode on Overcome Your Fear and Walk Into Your Destiny. In episode 2, I concluded talking about the importance of creating a personal SWOT analysis. After you have completed a personal SWOT analysis, implement a personal or professional goal plan. Some goals can include higher education, a new career, writing a book, volunteering for a nonprofit, public speaking, or starting a family. When creating goals, it is natural for fear to take over your emotions. However, when creating your goal plan, identify all positive and negative outcomes. By defining the negative outcomes, you can implement a contingency plan and still achieve success. By defining the positive outcomes, you can look at the positive effects from your success. Another important tactic for overcoming fear is to think positively about opportunities and strengths. Positive thinking builds self-esteem and reduces self-sabotage. It can also serve as a motivator for reducing fear. Another important way to reduce fear and walk into your destiny requires visualization of goals. When I was selling Mary Kay, I put pictures of the car, the director's suit, and a director's check on a goal poster. This provided a visual motivator that helped me stay focused and committed to my dreams. In addition, whenever I became fearful, the poster was a constant reminder of the goals I believed were achievable. Another lesson for overcoming fear requires individuals to step outside of their comfort zones. If this action normally creates fear, try something small and work your way up to your goal. When we stay in our comfort zones, we hinder our own development and others miss out on what we have to offer. We are not just here for ourselves, but we are also here to uplift others. Years ago, I decided to go back to school. I overcame the fear of learning and earned a master's degree in human resources. I went on after earning that master's degree to earn a doctorate degree from Walden University. My goals after earning the degrees included motivational speaking and publishing several inspirational books. I decided to start that first inspirational writing when I co-authored this chapter. Over the last decade, my ability to seek out new opportunities and overcome the fear of failure has opened the door to many opportunities. The journey has not been easy, but it has been rewarding in witnessing my own personal and professional development. I am now always looking forward to new opportunities. As you begin to assess your plans for the future, focus on your internal strengths and opportunities. Use your weaknesses as a means for personal growth. Believe in yourself and your own ability to accomplish whatever you desire. The key to overcoming your fear begins with your own self-confidence and belief in your abilities. Surround yourself with positive mentors. Read positive books. Join professional organizations and volunteer your time for a worthwhile cause. In addition, place your goals on a goal or vision board where you can visualize them daily. As I conclude this episode, I pray these words inspire you to take action. Refrain from allowing others to define success for you. Walk in the greatness that defines you every day, and remember that you have the power to become and achieve whatever you desire. You've been listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Regina Banks. All, please tune in for lessons on life, leadership, and success, because it is time for you to maximize your life.